Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Stopcast.
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 Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast. To hear a show. God.
God. Hello and welcome to Stopcast, episode number 306.
November 27, 2016.
My name is Jay. With me, of course, is Mike.
Hey,
and Pac-Man's out again this week for training. Hopefully another week or two and he should be back.
I think he said another week.
Yeah. Stopcast.net is our website, if you want to go there and check that out. Our email address is stopcast@gmail.com. Pretty easy, pretty simple. Send us some email. Tell us what you're doing. If you want to call, our phone number is 209-845-7867. Give us a call. Let us know how you're doing, how your Thanksgiving was, what you're going to get for Christmas, all that stuff, whatever.
Jingle bell.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't have that on here. I was busy working on the other stuff. Fail.
Soundboard fail.
Yeah. What else? Engine, ENGN.com, if you want to go there and check that out and see what they have to offer for website hosting and voice hosting. And
shitbag hosting.
Yeah, if you're tired of your shitbag hosting, check out Engine, ENGN.com. What else? Got a little bit of new stuff, some weekly recap. Couple emails. We got a new email intro from our good friend Jim Gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited to play that. And that's about it. Not a heavy week for news, but we got a couple things to talk about anyway.
Yes.
So let's get right into it.
What
did you do this week?
So this week, we did the usual rating thing, right? On Tuesday.
Thursday,
of course, was Thanksgiving. So we skipped that.
Plenty to be thankful.
Yeah, absolutely. Life is good. Tuesday, we did, what did we do? A normal clear, and then we did some, what did we
Trial
do?
Of Valor.
Trial of Valor, yeah.
Yeah, we did a quick normal clear, and then the usual guys who get too sleepy and can't read anymore had to go nay-nay.
Yeah.
So we hammered out normal Emerald Nightmare and then did a normal Trial of Valor and got Odin almost there. We were so close. As, you know, we punched him in the lip a couple times. It was fat.
Yeah.
It was a little fat, his lip, but you know, ours is a little bit fatter.
And
outed and ran.
Yeah, and right at the end of the night, one of our tanks was like, oh, I think I got it figured out now.
Yeah.
So we'll see next week.
Yeah, there was a moment of clarity at the end of the night,
right.
So hopefully when we hit that thing up again on Tuesday, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We managed to bring with Jay Owen.
Yeah, finally.
He's only like item level 820-something. I don't know what he's been doing this entire expansion, but it has not been gearing. I promise you it has not been gearing.
Yeah.
So he got a few pieces of gear to catch up and was... Actually, for Jay Owen, is doing pretty solid. Usually, he sort of sucks on the numbers end. He's always been that reliable guy who never fucking dies.
Yeah.
Never dies. And he's always the last man standing. Does every mechanic right, but never pushes the buttons to kill things.
Yeah.
So, it was good to see him doing both of those things. We're doing the damage.
Yep.
And doing the dances. I'm never, ever concerned about Jay Owen and his survivability. He's always a good person to have along. So I'm ecstatic to have my Warlock back in the raid.
Yep.
And have Jay Owen along all night long for an occasional, when he starts getting tipsy at the end of the night, Jay Owen joke. Because I love the Jay Owen jokes.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have him along. We had a first for our raid team, too, where Fig, who had traditionally been running a Warlock with us here and there,
yep,
brought a Demon Hunter and showed us that Demon Hunters can cleave.
Yeah, they can. Holy shit, they can.
Jesus mercy.
Yeah. You got some cleave. Yeah. Our first demon hunter in the group too. Surprisingly.
Yeah, and he did quite well. Like his item level is up there. And he did quite well, so it was nice to have that. Giggs was giving Storm a little hard time in one of the, I think it was in the officer chat channel about, or no, the AFK channel in our Discord chat about him not being there to raid on Tuesday because he had some shit come up. But he went ahead and wasn't able to raid. So if he was there, I think we would have been able to get Odin down.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, he wasn't, and we didn't. Right. So we're still talking about normal raid because we're fucking terrible. Essentially, we're fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
We have been struggling on the DPS end forever. Yeah. It's just
it's starting to come up though.
Right, and it's been a lot of work though. So our top end DPS has been doing well, quite well. Like the top 3-4 DPS on our roster, but the bottom half has been really, really anchoring us down. So we've been working on that hard to get everybody up there a little bit. So still finding our way through the slogs of class balance and mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
The doldrums of raid leading.
Yeah. Get there.
So Trial of Valor. I hope Tuesday we can get Odin down.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do a gearing run in normal or not. I have not decided. I don't even remember what the fuck we talked about when I left on Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think we were thinking about just going back to trial.
Yeah. But, overall, raid went pretty well. It was nice to see Wicked Bob, who was our enhancement shaman. He went resto when we lost a couple of healers and stepped up to the plate. He's finally getting himself some relics for his artifact weapon and getting some points in that and doing well.
Yeah.
Yes, numbers are coming up. That was nice to see him at least keeping up with us.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Improvement is good. You know, it's nice when you can see the improvement in the numbers week to week, you know, and people are getting their gear and getting stuff throughout the week. And then you see it when they come to raid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? Oh. What else are we doing? I played a little Overwatch here and there.
Yep.
Kind of break things up a little bit.
We did after the show last week.
Yeah. Yeah. We played a few matches after the show. And then, I was on last night and I seen Giggs on. And I tried to whisper him a couple times, and he didn't respond. And I seen him going in and out of games.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't responding. And then I caught him when he was in a game ending, and I sent him an invite. He didn't accept it. I sent him another invite, and he accepted that one. And then I tried talking to him, and he didn't respond back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he went out Overwatch, closed out Overwatch, logged out.
Must have been one of the kids.
Must have been something. I don't know. I was like so disappointed. I'm like, oh no, Overwatch with Taj. But
he has a hell of a time responding at any time in game anymore. It's like he's getting too old. He has to stare at his keyboard.
It's not watching the chat at all. But yeah, other than that, I went shopping Thursday night. I spent a lot of money and got a lot Christmas gifts, but yeah, it was costly. Yeah, some bigger ticket items.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to spill those right now, right?
Well, I don't care. My kids don't listen.
Fair enough.
But we needed a TV for the downstairs where my kid plays the Xbox. So the 42-inch old 42-inch went out. So I bought a 50-inch for down there, and that was a chunk of change. And then the Xbox One, I picked up that.
Yes.
Yep. And then there was a couple other fairly expensive items, so it was the old debit card was pretty hot at the end of the night.
Smoking, you're like,
yeah.
Blow it out as you sheath it back in.
Right.
Give it a little gunslinger spin back in the wallet.
Yeah. At one point, I'm like, I wonder what my spending limit is because I got to be getting close. Because we had this one lady in front of us in line in one of the stores, and Michelle knew her. And she was in front of us in line, and she was running her card, sorry, ma'am,
oh,
my card's
no.
declined, and she's got all this shit, and she's like, oh, I know there's money in there, and blah, 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 and I'll have to go get cash and come back, and we're like, she ain't coming back.
She ain't coming back.
So.
Okay.
But yeah. exactly. Other than that, I haven't been really doing too much. As far as gaming wise, just a little WoW here and there and some Overwatch. How about you?
You know, same with the shopping thing.
Yeah.
No, not even close. No. We didn't shop at all. Darcy said, "Do you want to go out for some Black Friday shit?" No.
No.
Absolutely not. I have zero interest in all this nonsense. So yeah. We decided to go the route of Cyber Monday. So
okay.
Tomorrow we will be looking at deals and
yeah.
Seeing what we can pick up.
It wasn't too bad. The crowds weren't too bad around here. I heard down in Minneapolis it was pretty crazy, but
oh shit.
It wasn't too bad around here.
We stayed out of like everything. Like we weren't in the cities. We went to one of Darcy's cousin's place who has a farm.
Yeah.
So the kids had some tractor rides and shit like that. So it was a nice Thanksgiving that we had, you know, with Darcy's family. Had been to a place that I haven't been. Her cousin who it's her mom's cousin, so it's like third cousin, whatever.
Yeah.
So they're like our parents' age, right? So meeting this Darcy's cousin, he's like, you know, in his late 50s, maybe something like that. So he has this huge gun library.
Okay.
So he comes up to me about three quarters of the way through the evening of this, you know, festivities and whatnot. He's like, "Hey, you like firearms,
yeah,
stuff like that,
you
right?
Like guns?
You deer hunt and stuff." Yeah, I do. He's like, "You want to come see some of my firearms? I've got a collection downstairs, some pistols and some rifles and stuff. If you want to come." I'm like, "Yeah, let's go."
Right.
He's like, "Okay, just don't tell the kids. I don't want them all in there." And I was like, "No, I'm fine."
Yeah.
So we go down. He's got these two great big safes.
Okay.
And there's just pistols everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, "Yes." And they're almost all revolvers.
Oh, yeah.
Just all very cool. He's a big fan of Colt and and that. So he's got a bunch of Colt revolvers.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Checked out some ARs, some pistols and stuff. And he's got some not interesting pieces, just pieces that he really likes.
Sure.
He's not like a story collector. He's just, "This is the one I saw that I really liked, and this is the one I bought at a gun show." So, and, you know, we exchanged some stories of our likes and dislikes. So I kind of bonded with the man a little bit. And it was nice to have something in common with somebody in my wife's family, you know, so it's, you know, even though it's a little distance, it was still nice to be able to have that connection with somebody who understands me a little bit.
Right.
So, of course, that made the evening that much better.
Yeah.
We stayed at a hotel for a couple of days and let the kids swim, and they played with some of their cousins, which was great.
Yeah.
Then spent the rest of the week from Friday until Saturday, or till Sunday, at my brother-in-law's house. He wasn't with us for that Thanksgiving feast. He had to go to his in-law's place, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I got to see my new nephew, who's only a couple of weeks old. So it was nice to hold him and get an excuse to nap in the chair while holding a sleeping baby, which is great.
Yeah.
And plus give my sister-in-law a little break so that she can go on a walk.
Oh, yeah.
go sleep for a little while and do whatever she needed to do to be able to get away from the kids, because now they have three kids.
Oh yeah.
And the work really starts now. It's fun when you have three kids and you start to realize, "This is the worst mistake of my life." I should never have more than two children. They outnumber
two,
us now.
And two we're adults fucked. And two children. Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. But it was, you know, got to sleep on a nice comfy couch because there was no more beds, which was great. I mean, the couch was actually super comfortable, so that worked out great. But I was more than ready to go home, and I don't know what it is anymore. I enjoy spending time with my wife's family, and I enjoy spending time with my family, but more than 2 days away from home is starting to feel like more than enough.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just getting old.
Yep. You like the comforts of home.
Yeah, it is nice. I was really anxious to... Oh, I ordered an SSD.
Yeah.
Like I told you, but I haven't really told anybody else.
Right.
So, been having load screen problems in Warcraft. And it takes forever to load in. Like, to Dalaran, fucking 4 or 5 minutes sometimes.
Unbelievable. Unacceptable.
Yeah. So, we're talking and I'm looking at prices and stuff, and everybody's like, "Oh, SSDs are getting pretty cheap now.
Yep.
You can get a pretty decent one." And I'm like, I'm a bargain shopper when it comes to computer parts, because I'm really not allowed to buy more shit for this fucking box than I already have.
Yeah.
So And when I say not allowed, it's not really in the budget because it's fucking Christmas time.
Right.
So it's, I went ahead and found a cheap Samsung, like 120 gig, and ordered that up. So I'll be able to throw WoW on there. I'll be able to throw, apparently throwing your OS on there is a good idea. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good idea to throw everything on there, but if you're
faster boot up.
Faster boot up, faster OS stuff. But, you know, it's the big thing is the games, putting the games on there. You know, with WoW and Overwatch and stuff, just having those on there is going to improve things.
So that'll happen. That isn't here yet, but hopefully it'll be here in the next couple of days. I haven't looked at the tracking because we didn't get home that long ago, maybe like 3 hours ago or something like that. So but yeah, I got a Xbox story I'll share when we get to the news and discussion.
Yeah.
So, but that has gotta be about all I have to share. It is.
All right. Well, let's move right into that news and discussion then.
Here's some news that really sucks. Probably about some Warcraft stuff. No one even gives a fuck. Warcraft news.
So one thing we wanted to just note, the Overwatch season starts Tuesday, the new season. I don't know if this is season 2 or 3 or what, 4? I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is I will be happy to play with people that are at my skill level instead of these fucking scrubs who played the free weekend and bought their fucking account because they're like, hey, Overwatch is pretty fun. Look how much everybody likes this.
Yeah.
And then they have groups of 3 in my quick play and they all stand way the fuck in the back and let me die on a payload map.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, and that's
how many kills I got. Oh, you fucking idiot!
Yeah,
who cares?
You can see that there's still a bunch of them that must have signed up after the free weekend because you see groups that are like you got one that's 87, and then you got one that's like 6 and 12.
I got got made fun of because my name was Mike. That's my battle tag name is Mike. You got like a ruffled ostrich,
right?
And you know, weird fucking names like that. And then all
Stickle
of a sudden,
pickle, and you know,
this one guy, his name was like Mike. Joe 211111 or something like that. And
yeah,
and he's bragging about being like next level Hanzo, and he did get like a 25 player kill streak.
Yeah,
but he had a pocket healer who stood at like max fucking range with them the whole goddamn time.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm up in the front trying to move the payload, and they're fucking 2 corners back, weaving around the corners trying to snipe.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Because he had an Ana with him, and so they just stood back, and she'd just throw her thing on the ground try to put people to sleep so that he could shoot them.
Sure.
Fucking cocksucker. And so he's in there, oh, next level Hanzo, how fucking awesome am I? Boo, boo, boo. Like, yeah, it was really nice of you guys, after we all got killed, the rest of the team, for you two idiots to stand in the fucking back and let the payload stall out, let the other team hold it, and then not run up and contest it.
Right.
And so that we could get back up there and try to push it the 5 fucking yards it needed to go to finish out. But he's still bragging about how much damage he did. Nobody fucking cares, you cocksucker.
Nobody cares.
A win is a win and a loss is a loss in quick match.
Yep.
He gives a fuck about your personal statue level 20, bitch. Dumb fucker. We lost. Oh, look how awesome I am. We lost.
Yeah.
Fucker. Fucking stupid fucker. So good luck with your Overwatch seasons.
Right.
I may be playing less and less of the quick plays.
Right.
Fuck that shit. Okay.
Xbox One.
Xbox One story. Okay. So you know the story about how the PlayStation 2 played out of my house, right?
Vaguely.
Or do I... should I recap real quick?
Yeah, give me the high level.
So shortly after my wife and I got married, my first Christmas present from her was a PlayStation 2.
Okay.
So she picks this thing up, and she bought me, like, NHL whatever fucking year it was.
Yeah.
2004. So I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
It was forever ago. We've been together forever. So she buys me this PlayStation, and I pick up a few games here and there, and we all play and whatever, but she vows that she's never going to buy another console for the family ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just too much going on. Just always wanting to play video games and shit. So, but after I got out of playing PlayStation 1, we got into Warcraft. That's when PlayStation 3 was coming out, you know, shit like that. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to stick with PC because there's every good game on console is on PC.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. And I never got into it, whatever. So it's no big deal. But so she's always maintained this whole thing of that I'm never buying another console.
Okay.
So we're talking, and like, what do we want to spend on the kids this year? And we have spent a lot on our kids this year already.
Yeah.
Not including, like, we haven't bought all their Christmas presents, so we're like, we gotta take it easy because we've had a lot of expenditures that tallied up some pretty high numbers for shit that these kids needed. So we're like, what are we gonna do? I'm like, well, what if we just did one big family present?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to buy anything else. We'll just buy this family present, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll buy some stocking stuffers or whatever. What'd you have in mind? I'm like, well, I know how you feel about it. Don't even say it. I'm not doing it. We're not getting it. I'm like, well, listen, you need to look at the features, and because we've talked about how my kids are obsessed with their tablets.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Yeah. I mean, Haven's got an iPhone 7 now. Stupidest fucking decision of my life. Never should have bought her an iPhone. Just a little flip phone so she can fucking call me. That would have been the best idea. Yeah, so, but they're obsessed with their tablets. And unfortunately, when we travel, you can bring the tablets.
Right.
So their charge is just one more piece of luggage I don't give a fuck about, and I don't want to have to deal with. And then they're fighting over them. They'll play them. They'll run until they're dead, and then they're pissed because they can't find a charger. And I'm pissed because I don't give a fuck. So I end up taking him away, stuffing him in my bag, and then I'm responsible for him again, and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I want to be rid of the tablets. I'm tired of it. They're glorified babysitters, and I fucking hate them. Yeah. Wasn't my idea to get them, by the way, Internet. Wasn't my idea. I was opposed. So I've always said, with the console, we can shut it off. We can take it away, which we can do with the tablets anyways.
Yeah.
And we have. We've maintained a whole, and I'm sure you do too.
Oh, yeah.
You're bad. You get no tablet time. You get no game time.
Yep.
But at least with the console, I can't bring that fucker with.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to fucking fight with it anymore. But she, all of a sudden, and you know, it's got, what the hell is the 4K resolution, Blu-ray player, you know, smart shit in it. And I'm like, it has all this stuff. We need to get rid of our
Blu-ray. It's got all your apps and all that shit, yeah.
Right. So it eliminates this hardware. We don't even need it in the living room anymore, okay? Yep. We're good. Said it doesn't look like an old clunky beast. It actually is pretty sleek. You could you can leave it out, and it's not going to be an eyesore like the old PlayStations used to be.
Right.
So she's like, okay. So she finds this Minecraft Edition 1. It's got like three different Minecraft games on it. So she's like, okay, we need that. We need an extra controller. And what else do we need? So we're kind of looking through some shit. Then I showed her that website that you told me about, the discount games.
Yep.
And I showed her, you know, that you can play Xbox 360 games on the Xbox One. So she's all excited about that too.
Right.
But it was just such a weird spin around for her, especially to say, like, because she finally gave ground on something I figured she would never give ground on.
Right.
And if anybody out that's listening has ever met my wife, you probably know she's a very stubborn Norwegian woman.
Yeah.
She stands her ground very firm.
Yeah.
And she does not give up. So it was pretty cool to see that. So I'll be back with a console. I'm pretty excited about that. And now we both got ones.
We both have one, yeah.
Oh, fucking right. Be able to... did we ever get that email about the... how to set up multiple accounts? I never did see.
I didn't see one.
Was it Mord was going to send us one?
Mord was going to send us some info on that, and I was going to look that up.
Got time.
Gnarly's asking about the discount game site. It's storeparser.com. If you go there and check that out, they have the listing of all the deals on games that you can find throughout the interwebs. Mostly Xbox, Microsoft site, stuff like that, but it's a decent site for checking out discounted games on sale stuff. But yeah, we'll have to figure that whole multiplayer thing out with the live accounts and all that, and get all that set up, and then we'll be doing some Xbox, some console shit.
I'm gonna send this to Gnarls right now.
I think
while I'm thinking about it,
I think Overwatch was on sale this last week too. I was gonna pick that up, but I forgot.
It is on sale this week. I'm gonna do it too, but I'm gonna wait till Monday to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mord said he'd send that in this week, too. So, sweet.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. Do you know what is not on Xbox that Ryer was kind of disappointed about?
What's that?
Pokemon.
Oh, really?
Couldn't find a single Pokemon game on Xbox One.
Huh.
Maybe I'm looking in the wrong places, but... Because Ryer is getting way into Pokemon.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's getting to be an addiction.
Yeah.
Did I tell you there was a letter sent home for parents about how these kids were not allowed to bring Pokemon cards to school anymore?
Really?
It's a distraction.
Oh, wow.
The kids are not allowed to bring Pokemon. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is this like 96, 98 again?
Yeah.
That was the trading card craze. I'm like, shit, I thought Pokemon Go was the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Griffin's into the Pokemon cards, too. He's bringing them all to school all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's not getting them taken away, though, right?
No, no. They have certain times. Like, it's usually in the after-school program that they get to play. So they'll have certain days where they're allowed to play them.
I don't think any of the kids that Ryer is in school with actually play, but they sure trade the fuck out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them look like shit. Pokemon is exclusive to Nintendo. I did know that. I shouldn't.
Makes
sense. Have a Wii. Maybe I should look up something for Wii for him. But, okay, so anyways, that was my Xbox One story. I know it was not all that dramatic, but it was just crazy that Darcy even folded up on it. So
yeah.
All right. Yeah. Some more Xbox One tales to come, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, an S. An Xbox One S.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we picked up that Minecraft Edition one, too.
Just oh, sweet.
You know, Griffin's into the Minecraft, too. And the other ones, what was the other one? Battlefield Edition, you know, that was the other popular one. And, eh.
Are we gonna go back to the days of starting Minecraft servers where everybody can play on Xbox together?
Yeah. Anything can happen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. Minecraft has come a long ways.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. Anyway.
All
right. Moving right along.
We got emails. Are you ready for this new intro from Jim Gnarly?
I don't know if I'm ready,
he
but
he crafted
you know
it
if anybody
with his hands
here.
And his talent.
Oh.
And, you know, he's the mix master Gnarly now.
After spending, you know, like 2.5 days in a vehicle with Gnarls, I'm not as excited as I was before you told me he crafted it with his own hands.
Is it a sexual connotation?
It is. All right, roll that beautiful bean footage.
All right, here we go. Time to open up the inbox. Gonna have a message or not. Now a long voicemail, and I'm a loving email. Gonna hear some dumbass thoughts. Oh, not. Probably so.
It was
such
awesome.
Such a groovy little riff to it, you know. It's perfect.
I love the bass. You know, yeah. The man's a bass man.
Yep.
That was great, man. Thank you so much for coming up
Thank
on
you.
That. So much better than Chubbs' piece of shit that we continue to play. That actually had talent in it.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway. So with that, let's get into the emails. We got the first email from Josiah. Hey guys, it's been a while since I wrote in, but I'm still listening and enjoying the podcast. I wanted to follow up on my previous message a while ago about transitioning from a solo player to a raider. We have a regular EN on farm and have downed the first and dragon bosses on heroic EN so far.
Yes.
As a plus, I finally got to step into Karazhan. We downed it during my first run. The last boss gave us the most trouble. That being simply stated, I will never look back. I've never been having more fun than I ever had in this game. Anyways, thanks for the great podcast, guys. Keep up the good work.
That's great.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you guys, not too far behind where we're at, really. Farming EN.
One boss.
And, we only got three bosses, but if you guys are two.
We
so,
just
yeah,
got dragons, cool. too.
Yeah, it's decent progress, anyway, for a mid-tier raid team.
Yeah. And clearing Karazhan, I still haven't fucking found the time to go into that cocksucker yet.
No, I finally got all attuned and ready to go, so I'm ready whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the road.
Tell me when.
Roger, Karazhan with you, huh?
Yeah, we're on the road. We're all set to go. Tell us when.
It is good that he's doing so well and having fun. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how many people you hear from on a regular basis playing Warcraft that don't have the fire that they used to have about how excited they were. So, I mean, it's really good to hear that,
somebody's
get an email.
Fun, yeah.
All right, that somebody's having a good fucking time.
It's okay to admit that you're having fun playing Warcraft. It's all right. You're not going to be shunned. Too bad.
I'd have fun if Giggs was consistent in his DPS numbers instead of being either like fucking super awesome or just not. I kid, of course. I love having Giggs along.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he gets back to the point where he's actually comfortable with what he's doing, so he starts being a fucking retard during raid like he used to.
Right.
Instead of just, fuck,
being
I can't
so
let
serious.
Anybody down.
So
can't
serious.
Let anybody down. CPS is important, man. That's my job.
Serious, right. Yeah.
Steamy.
Relax.
Steamer. All right. I'll read this one from Gnarly. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Anyway, This week I decided to level up a healer because it's not surprisingly hard to pug a DPS class in rated PvP. Shockingly, all groups seem to be looking for a healer. I decided on Shaman. Now maybe it's the class I choose, or maybe it's the side effect of getting older, but I feel like there are way too many keybinds. It's taking longer than I hoped to figure it out. I'm certainly not as spry as I once was. DPS classes seem to have trimmed down the number of abilities. Is it the same way for healers? Has anyone tried an alt yet, the six-pack? How does it feel? No. All right, so from the healer perspective, yeah, we got lots of abilities yet.
Yeah, we still got a few.
For DPS, it seems like most classes have trimmed down their rotation enough to be kind of mindless. I mean, that was one of the biggest arguments. And to some extent, yes, you still have to worry about lots of procs with most of classes. But healers, there's so much diversity in how you can play.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I don't know shamans. Trying to heal on a druid, though, there's so many different heal spells that you have. You know, priests kind of got watered down a little bit to where we're focused on only a handful. There's only a couple main heal spells that I typically will go to. And then there's, you know, there's some extra ones, of course, that are situational. But, yeah, druids seem like they have way more heals. I don't know if that's just because I don't have a lot of time on a druid. But I don't know how shamans are. If they're like that, too. Or paladins, if they're like that, too. Or you just got, like, a couple main heals. But
shamans have always had a big toolbox, kind of like paladins.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the big differences between from one class to another with the healers, with shamans especially, is how you're going to play. And if you're raiding, you have to wonder, or, you know, take into consideration what talents for totems that you want to use, depending on what other healers you're complementing with. Now, if you're just healing PvP for raided games, I don't know if you're talking like raided matches, like for battleground matches or arena or whatever. I mean, it's just a whole nother bag. You have to really take into account who you're going with to change your talents, and you know, depending on who you're with,
right,
what their strengths are and stuff. So it's, and I kind of think it's way more I want to say dependent on who you're with, but it's way more important that you choose your talents wisely in those situations. And I'm gonna refrain from giving you examples of what talents to take, because all I know about resto shamans is what I've experienced in raids. So, and I don't even remember the names of the shaman abilities, because let's face it, I've had no time to level an alt. I started working on my shaman, but he's enhancement.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's so much shit for a resto shaman.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. And like I said, I started on a druid, but haven't really gone to do much healing with that druid. Just kind of going through the leveling, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know shamans.
I think the long story short is you're fucked.
Takes more time.
Should have took a paladin. I know how to tell you how to play those.
Right. Yep. Anyway, third email. Hey, guys, it's Pac here. Figured I'd email in because I can't be there and say, I'm not going to do the Adele voice. I don't know.
Hello.
There you go. From the outside, I must have missed... 1,000 times. Telling you I'm sorry for the time that I missed, but I'll be back next week. We'll make him sing that for us.
He's gonna, too, I hope.
No gaming here unless you count masturbating, which I have a high score in right now. Only thing going on in me right now is work and driving. So you guys aren't missing me much. Anyway, till next week. You know, see you then. Love, peace, and chicken grease, Pac.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Yeah. So he'll be back hopefully next week. But.
Oh, I wanted to share the gun story with him, too. You ever heard of a Tech 9?
Yeah.
He had one of those.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. That's like ghetto gangster.
Ghetto gangster shit, yeah. We were fucking goofing around with that thing. No shooting, but we were, you know, pulling the clip out that's fucking like eight feet long.
Pull that mag out. Turn her sideways.
It was cool. He's like, I just came across this thing, and one of these guys said he had two of them. He wanted to get rid of one, and I was like, I gotta have one.
Yeah,
his family bought it for him for Christmas. It was
nice. That's the kind of family I like.
Got to hold a fucking Tech 9. Fuck. I don't know. Not something you see around here very much. The fucking Tech 9s.
New. Yeah.
Lovely. So there you go.
There you go.
There's a show, don't you know? That's it.
That's, yeah.
All we got. But no more to put in here.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I got one more thing.
Pizza!
So as I'm complaining about load screens, right, and I don't know how many people actually know about this, but apparently, and I'm going to click through this real quick.
Okay.
Because I can't remember what anything's called. Okay, so I've been having these load screen errors. So I'm complaining about it all the time. So Daggard sends me a link in our Discord chat about you can click off this accelerator thing.
Is that hardware acceleration?
Yeah. So you go to your desktop app, go to the settings, and then you scroll down a little ways. And in advanced settings, there's an option that says use browser hardware accelerator when available. And apparently, people will uncheck that and it'll load faster for them. The load screens will go faster. Why the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Now, you mouse over the little question mark. It says, disabling hardware acceleration may resolve compatibility issues, but it may also adversely affect performance.
Hmm. Did it work for you?
If it did, it's not, like...
Not noticeable?
It wasn't a big change. Maybe yeah. Some. I'll say that it loaded... It seemed to load a little faster.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, Bill is... Middle finger Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we talked about this a little bit on Twitter. He said he's been having the exact same problem. Load screens for days.
Hmm.
Warcraft on an SSD on his computer, and he still has load screens that are taking days.
Damn, well.
And that option was already unchecked.
Okay. Well, shit. Hopefully the SSD helps for you and isn't like, well, this isn't doing a damn thing.
Well, that's what I said, too, because I'm like, fuck, man, now I'm paranoid. I spent $50 on this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be good for other games,
right.
I would assume. I
mean, yeah, it'll help no matter what, but...
But what the fuck is wrong with Blizzard?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of components to your computer that could be playing into it, you know?
Okay, so there's a lot of components to my computer, but I look at this Reddit thread.
Yeah.
There's like 7 fucking pages of people going, holy shit.
Oh.
This actually helped somewhat, or this didn't help at all. Like,
yeah,
this is a very common problem with the load screens right now since 7.1.
Yeah. I mean, common is perspective when you're talking millions and millions of people.
Yes.
You know, and everybody's computer is different. It's not like an Xbox where the Xbox is the same across the board for everybody.
Maybe shouldn't say common. Maybe I should say
it's a known issue with certain
right.
subset of people. And the problem is trying to define what the common ground is with all those people. And when you got everybody with different computers, you can't find a common ground. I mean, it's got to be something hardware related or something possibly software related, which is a broad spectrum, you know? Like, my load screen's going to Dalaran. I count them every time. Ever since you started talking about the problem, I count my load screens 4 seconds usually, 6 seconds max. Max, 6 seconds.
Shit. Well, I'm not going to gripe about it anymore. At least until after I get the SSD. Yeah. And then from there, we'll see what happens.
Right. I mean, hopefully it fixes your problem. At least it proves it. But, I mean, you could be... Because you got older video cards, too.
Nope.
No? Did you buy newer ones?
No. Yeah, one.
Oh, that's right. You did buy a newer one.
Yeah, like a 980.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, could be a lot.
No, was it 760?
760?
Was it?
I don't know.
I think so.
Some numbers.
Probably time to buy another one. Fucking SLI those bitches.
You need a second video card.
That's right. I got the SSD.
Right.
Now I gotta have the young calf.
Yep.
Yeah. What I should do is just buy a fucking 1080 video card and then sell this fucker and I'll give it away at a fucking show. Surprise. And here you go. Because I think it's a 760.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's not a bad card.
Right, no.
Running everything pretty well. So, speaking of running everything pretty well.
Right. I think we're running the show pretty well done.
Yeah. Sounds Get the me. Fuck out of here. Hey, Jay Owens in the chat room. Just in time to say, see ya.
You've been listening to the Stopcast podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at J_Stopcast, @Mike_Stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.